The Gemara in Shabbos tells a story about the Avos. I'd like to share the story and then three explanations of the story. Says the Gemara, La'asid lavo, in the future, Yomer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham. Hashem is going to come to Avraham and say, Banecha chatu, your sons have sinned. Li, to me. Omer lefan of Ribono Shalolam. So Avram Avinu says back to Ribono Shalolam, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. Let them get destroyed, let them get punished al Kedusha Shemecha. And it'll be a Kiddush Hashem. Rashi says it'll be a Kiddush Hashem because it shows that if a person sins, there's punishment, there's din in this world for not listening to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Omar, Hashem's response is, Emer leli Yaakov. Let me go to Yaakov. Let me see what Yaakov has to say. Yaakov knows what it's like to have children who are not acting the way they should. Yaakov had tsar gidol banim. Let's go to Yaakov and see if he has a way. Efshar deboy rachami alayo. Maybe he'll have some rachamim with them. Omar le. So he says to Yaakov, Hashem says to Yaakov, Banecha chatu, your sons have sinned. Omar lefanav, Ribono Shalom, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. Yaakov says the same thing, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. Omar, so Hashem says, Lo besavi taima, there's no reasoning with the elder, Velo bedardiki etza, and the child has no advice, referring to Avram and Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Omar lo, li Yitzchak. So Hashem comes to Yitzchak, and he says, Bonecha chatuli, your sons have sinned to me. Omar lefanav, Ribono Shalom. So Yitzchak's response is as follows. Banai velo banecha. They're my kids, they're not your kids. Bishah shehektimu lefanecha nasa lenishma. At the time that the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai and they were makdim, they said naase before nishma. Karasa lehem bini b'chori. You called them bini b'chori. You called them bini. Achshav banai velo banecha. And all of a sudden now they sin and now they're my sons, they're not your sons anymore. Va'od, and more than that, kamachatu, what are we talking about already? How much could they have sinned? Kamashnos of Shalodim, how long does a person live? Shivim Shana. 70 years is a lifetime. Dal Esrim Deloanash Delayu. Pashaluhu Chamshin. Subtract 20 years, because the first 20 years a person doesn't get punished. So you're left with 50. Dal Chavhei Delelusa. Now, 50 years, but half the time is night. And at nighttime, we sleep. So 25 years right off the bat are gone. Because it's nighttime. Pashal hu chafei. There's only 25 years left of time with which to sin. Dal tarti sari upalga. Now, of those 25 years, you have to cut it in half. Because 12 and a half years straight up, ditzaluye, they daven, umechal, and they eat, udebeis akise, and they have to take care of their personal needs. So, pashalu tarti sari upalga. So, really, what are we talking about? When a person sins, he can't spend more than 12 and a half out of the 70 years of his life sinning. So, imata sovel es kula mutav. Now, if you can handle those 12 and a half years, good. Ve'imlav, palga alayu, palga alecha. And if not, I'll split it with you. Six and a quarter, six and a quarter. Ve'imtim tzilomar kulam alai. And if you want to tell me that I have to bear the burden of all 12 and a half years, ha'karev is nafshi kamach. I already offered my entire life at the Akedah. Paschu v'amru. So at this point, that Yitzchak stood up for the Jewish people, they'll say, Ata Avinu, you are our father. Amar lam Yitzchak. Yitzchak's going to respond to them, Ad she'ata mekalsim li, before you praise me, kalsu la kadosh baruch hu. Praise Hashem. Umachvi le Yitzchak ha-kadosh baruch hu beinayu, and Yitzchak will show Hashem to their eyes. Miyad naso enim lamarom, the Jewish people will look up, v'omrim ata Hashem Avinu go'alenu me'olam shmecha. You, Hashem, our Redeemer, your name is me'olam, forever. That's the Gemara. Now, there's a lot to talk about in the Gemara. I'd like to just share three explanations. I think the most basic issue that we grapple with in this Gemara is why Avraham and Yaakov would say, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha, get rid of them. They sinned, get rid of them. And when it comes to Yitzchak, he stands up for the Jewish people. We know that if we look at the Midah of each of the Avos, it would seem to be the opposite. when it comes to Avram, Avram's midah was chesed. So you would think chesed, you should be able to find a way to have chesed for people who sinned. Yaakov is emes, Torah. Dorcheh adarcheh noam v'chol nisivo seha shalom. The Torah is also, you would think Yaakov Avinu should be able to figure out a way to have rachmanos, to have mercy. Yitzchak, his midah is gvura. Gvura means strength, means to keep to your standards even in difficult times, to be a gibor. Tough time, they sinned. Let them have it. Let them get what they deserve. And yet we see just the opposite happens. La'asad lavo, Avram and Yaakov are the ones who say, no problem. Yimachol kedusha shmecha, and it's Yitzchak who stands up for them. Says the Chasam Sofer in the Gemara and Shabbos over there, Peites Amud Beis. Now, the Chasam Sofer's pshat is really the opposite, and he says this. It's the opposite of what anybody would think. He says, Avram and Yaakov, Chesed and Emes, knew that it was impossible that the Ribono Shel Olam was going to come and destroy them. That wasn't going to happen. So Avram and Yaakov were basically daring the Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Avram is Midas HaChesed. A person with Midas HaChesed, that's his perspective on the world. His glasses, so to speak, are Chesed glasses. So when he looks out into the world, he sees Chesed. He sees a world, the Bnei Yisrael are sinning, and Hashem says, let's destroy them. He looks out and he sees Chesed. He says, Hashem, you're not going to do that. Midas HaChesed runs the world. You can't destroy the Jewish people. I dare you. Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. It's not going to happen. Challenge. Yaakov does the same thing. Yitzchak is Gvura. See, in the world of Yitzchak, with Yitzchak's glasses, it could actually happen. The Jewish people could actually get destroyed, and Yitzchak gets nervous. And he says, whoa, 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 whoa. Hashem, please, don't do this. Let's talk. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Let's go year by year. How much time are they really sinning? What's the big deal? I'll take half. You'll take half. Maybe you'll take the whole thing. Whatever it is, let's make a deal. Because, says the Chasam Sofer, Yitzchak was nervous that this would actually come to fruition. Avram and Yaakov knew that this question was just perhaps a challenge. Perhaps Hashem was just letting Avram and Yaakov know how he felt, but it wasn't actually going to happen. There's a message there for us. We see the world from our perspective. The way that we act and the way that we live our lives is what we reflect onto other people. So Avram Avinu is the midah of chesed. He's full of kindness. He's full of doing good to other people. When he looks to the world, he sees other people and he sees them in the midah of chesed. It shapes our perspective on life. Our hashkafas achayim, our outlook on the world is shaped based on who we are and what our midos are. That's one explanation of why it was Yitzchak who stood up for the Jewish people. The Iyun Yaakov, a parish on the Ein Yaakov, gives another pshat. He says, La'asid lavo, this story happens La'asid lavo sometime in the future. He says, it shouldn't be surprising, because if you look back at the parshios that we're learning, you'll see that this is exactly how the Avos acted in their lifetime. Let's take Avraham. Avraham had a son, Yitzchak, and he had a son, Yishmael. And Yishmael wasn't acting properly, and he was a bad influence. And what did Avraham, at the end of the day, what did he do to Yishmael? He sent him out of the house. It was a case of Banecha Chatu. Yishmael wasn't acting appropriately. Avraham Avinu said, okay, if he's not acting appropriately, I gotta send him away. And that's what he did. Yaakov Avinu, when he was confronted by children who were not acting properly, Shimon and Levi, he was very upset. Very upset about what they did with Shechem. And he let them have it. He didn't just stand back, remain silent, or show them extra love. No. Yaakov said, what are you guys doing? Making a chilul Hashem like that. How could you do such a thing? So Yaakov Avinu too, when his sons did something wrong, he gave it to them. And what did Yitzchak do? So we know from this week's parsha that Yitzchak, Yitzchak had a love for Esav. Again, a whole nother discussion, a whole nother shiur. How is it possible that Yitzchak loved Esav? What type of love did he have for him? Did he not know that Esav was Esav HaRasha? He didn't realize that? But Yitzchak stood up for his son. Yitzchak said, Esav, I love Esav. Esav's my son. And La'asad Lavo, in the future, it's just a reflection of how we were in this world. In this world, Avram and Yaakov, when their sons sinned, they got punished. And when Yitzchak's son sinned, he showed him love. And La'asad Lavo, the same thing is going to happen. And that's why Yitzchak stood up for the Bnei Yisrael. The last pshat, the third pshat, there's many pshat, the third pshat I want to share is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Liakov at the beginning of this week's parsha. Rabbi Yaakov says, that if you look at the lives of the Avos, you'll find something very interesting. One of the defining moments, if not the defining moment, of each of their lives is quite surprising. We mentioned that Avram Avinu was Midas HaChesed. If you look at the defining moment of Avram Avinu's career, now, okay, perhaps it's debatable, but one can certainly make a strong case that it was the Akedah. What was the Akedah? Hashem said to Avram, take your son, put him on his mizbeach and shecht him. The opposite of Midas HaChesed. In order to become great, in order to reach the height of his potential, Avram Avinu had to take his Midah, put it aside, and do something that was exactly the opposite. And the same thing is true of Yaakov. One of Yaakov's defining moments was in this week's Parsha when he goes and he wants to get the Bechor. He wants to get the Bechora. What does he do? He puts on clothing that are not his to make believe that he's Esav. The man who stood for MS needed to use sheker, needed to use an element of disguise, of deceit, in order to do what he needed to do, Lidoros. And we know Yaakov did the right thing 100%, but he had to use the meat. But he had to use the midah of sheker in order to define himself. In order to reach his potential, he had to turn away from emes and grab on to sheker. And Yitzchak Avinu, we find the same thing. Yitzchak, as we mentioned, was gvura, was strength. Gvura is standing up to your challenges and remaining firm, not wilting and not backing down. So when Banecha Chatu, Hashem says Banecha Chatu, Yitzchak Avinu stands up and says, let's not use Gevura in this situation, let's use Rachamim. Once again, Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, is challenged in one of his defining moments. Now, it's interesting because we don't know so much about Yitzchak, which is a whole other discussion. We don't have so much information about Yitzchak. But here, when the Gemara says that Yitzchak stood up, stands up, will stand up for the Jewish people, it's with the Midah of Rachamim, not the Midah of Gevura. Says Rabbi Yaakov, every one of the Avos, and it's Masa Avos Simon Labanim, in order to reach their potential, they had to get rid of their midah that they lived with their whole lives, and they had to overcome that and use the opposite midah in order to do something great. We're always locked into, this is the way we do things, this is the way we do things. The lesson here is, sometimes in life, in order to become great, you're going to have to break the mold with which you created for yourself. This is the way you do it. But in order to become great right now, and perhaps you'll look back at this as the defining moment, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to recreate yourself. That's three perspectives on a Gemara about the Avos.